This is Ozarks at Large. Renters' rights advocates say renters across Arkansas and throughout our region need help catching up on their back rent before any eviction moratorium runs out. According to the advocates, many people are still in their homes because of the moratorium, and even if they've returned to work, they're not making enough to pay their current rent on top of the rent they already owe. But as Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek tells us, additional financial assistance is available to eligible renters beginning this month.
Lynn Foster says there are several takeaways from her December evictions report.
Evictions are back up in number.
Foster is a retired University of Arkansas Little Rock law professor. Since the start of the pandemic, she's been compiling evictions data in monthly reports to track the ways in which renters are being impacted by the crisis.
So in September, there were more than there were in September of 2019. October and November were about the same. And then in December, again, we were probably slightly over from December of a year ago.
Up until this point, one of the only rental assistance programs that was still available to Arkansans was providing up to 2.5 months of back rent. Foster says that's simply not enough anymore.
Now we're coming to the point where that's often not enough. That's not enough to get tenants out of the hole that they're in. So this is kind of alarming.
But now more funding is on the way.
In the December act that Congress passed, there is money for rent assistance in there. And also there is supposed to be emergency rent assistance money in the Biden package that should be coming out, you know, hopefully will be enacted soon. It's in Congress right now.
Foster says there's also an evictions moratorium in place until at least March 31st.
You know, ultimately, the way that this needs to end is that the economy is restored so that tenants have their jobs back and landlords get their back rent paid to them. And, you know, hopefully that's what's going to happen.
But she says there's another problem, and that's late fees that are being charged on back rent. In some instances, renters have been charged as much as $25 a day on top of the rent they already owe.
The late fee does nothing. It only makes the barrier for the tenant greater and greater to ever overcome.
In her latest report, Foster also makes note of this observation.
And I discovered that more landlords evict after 1 month of late rent than they do after any other amount of months of late rent. So a lot of landlords aren't waiting at all. They're just going ahead and evicting.
In Benton County, renters who have missed their payments can now apply for rental assistance through HARC at Accelerate Foundation, which is administering the roughly $8.3 million allotted to the county from the state's portion of federal relief funds.
There was a bill passed of about $25 billion specifically for rental relief.
That's Jeff Webster, the president and CEO of Accelerate Foundation.
It's then allocated down to the state, so about $200 million for the state of Arkansas, and then about $8.3 million for Benton County.
Webster says the foundation already had the infrastructure and know-how to administer the program after distributing rental assistance funding last year through their HARC organization.
So what really HARC does is it's an organization that our foundation put in place in 2017 that operates across all of Northwest Arkansas, and it really helps people get connected to resources. So then in this case, one of the resources they need to get connected to is the rental support. But what HARC will also do is what we call a needs assessment, identify what other areas can we help them and along 50 different dimensions of needs.
If one of those needs is rental assistance, Webster says HARC staff will walk eligible renters through the application process.
The way the dollars literally flow is the dollars go directly to the property manager, landlord, or to the utility company. So you're able to help them on both of those dimensions.
To be eligible for the program, families have to have a household income at or below 80% of the area median income.
So what does that mean? For a family of four, that's right about $60,000. So if it's a family of one, meaning an individual, or family of eight, the amount will slide up and down a scale related to that.
Applicants also have to demonstrate that they've been financially impacted by the pandemic.
So that comes in a few forms. That can be that you're eligible for unemployment benefits, or you can show that your hours, you may not be on unemployment, but your hours have been cut, or that you've got significant costs related to the that are impacting you financially.
Lastly, applicants need to demonstrate that because of that, they are at risk of losing a stable place to live.
So that could be, hey, I've gotten 2 months behind on rent, I've got an eviction notice, late payment, those types of things.
Webster says having late fees doesn't disqualify renters from aid, and HARC will negotiate with property managers and landlords with the goal of having the late fees waived. The organization also has Marshallese and Hispanic staff, and the application has already been translated into both of those languages. And Webster adds, unlike the rental assistance program HARC administered last year, this time around, they'll be able to help renters with multiple months of back rent.
This program allows you to help with multiple months' rent, and we're still looking for federal guidelines to be give us exactly what that means. But we can start to see, you know, delinquency rates nationally are about 20%. Our data would suggest we're probably in the 10 to 12% here. So again, we're a bit more fortunate.
Webster says HARC estimates Arkansas renters are, on average, between 2 and 3 months behind on their rent. Part of the problem, he adds, is that affordable housing is in short supply in Northwest Arkansas, so people often end up spending a lot of their paychecks on rent. Renters in Benton County can apply for funding by going to HARC, HARKNWA.com. Residents can also get connected to HARC by calling 211.
And then typically within 24 hours, we turn around, reach back out to that person either via text, phone, or email, and to understand what all do they need help with. So again, they might need legal help for something they're going through. They might need help with food, transportation, mental health, all kinds of stuff that we're tracking down.
But by far, most people are seeking out rental assistance. And Webster says being able to offer that assistance benefits everyone, from the tenant and the landlord to the community that surrounds them.
You're helping these individuals, but it ends up helping a lot of small business owners by helping their employees be stable.
In Washington County, a portion of the $7.1 million in federal rental relief funding will be administered by the Springdale Housing Authority and the Fayetteville Housing Authority. The organizations have each received $1.5 million for initial distribution. Angela Belford is the executive director at FHA.
The total package does allow assistance for current rent, rent in arrears, utility, current and past. However, locally, we did not get a lot of money, and so we are prioritizing rent payments at this time.
The application in Washington County has the same requirements as Benton County. And like Benton County, Belford says FHA will be prioritizing renters in lower income brackets.
So we will open applications on Monday, February 8th. Because of the limited funds that the Housing Authority has for this, we are going to do this as a lottery. And what that means is that everybody doesn't have to rush to the Housing Authority on February the 8th, because this will not be handled first come, first serve.
Belford says the lottery system makes the process more cohesive and fair while making it less stressful.
In my experience as a homeless advocate, anytime that you offer a program that is first come, first serve, what happens is the people that really have their stuff together and have a lot of availability to be able to get to the office or get to the website right on time, then they have a greater opportunity to receive assistance than someone who maybe is more vulnerable. Maybe they're working two jobs, or they're juggling a child that's home with COVID, or those types of things. So our applications will be open from February the 8th until February the 22nd.
Based on how much longer their wait list for housing assistance has gotten in the last year, Belford anticipates there will be a lot of interest in the rental relief funding once they open up the application process. In the first week of January 2020, for example, FHA's Housing Choice Voucher program had 989 people on its wait list.
And if I look at the first week of 2021, we have 1,949 people.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot more.
And beyond this global health emergency, Lynn Foster says she and a newly formed group called Arkansans for Stronger Communities are looking ahead to filing legislation that aims to fix some of the systemic problems with rental housing that have been further exposed by the pandemic. One of those problems is a lack of any statewide requirement for an implied warranty of habitability.
A requirement that landlords provide and maintain fit and habitable housing during the term of the lease, prevents landlords from retaliating against tenants who exercise their rights, allows for if the landlord has been given 14 days to repair and has not made a repair, allows for the tenant to choose among several remedies. So this legislation would bring us up to where the other states are in this regard. We're the only state that doesn't have this kind of minimum rental housing standard.
Foster says they're also proposing several bills having to do with eviction proceedings, including one that would repeal the criminal eviction statute. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
At the moment, the Springdale Housing Authority doesn't have an exact date for the start of their financial assistance distribution program, but they do anticipate it will become available in the next week or two. Right now, they're taking down renters' information so they can be notified when the application process opens to them.